agus ar indanye a bheith sú léon na pepar an maidin seo bheith siad bwelte leis na sgialte tíhiachta a tónas an méid sgialte sin. Agus in sin gacian acu sgial hén, sgialte fwy chipana an realtas, sgialte fwy galtnas at a briste, sgialte fwy spricana na wol bontia ma, agus in rodas tewarty na sgialte fríd an fyr folinch na gregini na tíra seo. Agus in yw clonium agin sin gowol ní smlw tíhe tóga agin realtas seo ymianna gudí seo na fi in eri dó chrytche. Minister, anybody reading this morning's papers will be struck by the number of housing stories jumping out of the pages. And every single one of these articles tell a story of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael failing in housing. They're stories of broken promises, missed targets, real human suffering, your long-promised crackdown for Airbnb abandoned, 2,000 renters at risk of homelessness in 3 months alone. Vulture funds given a free rein under your government to buy up over 6,000 homes last year and charging rip-off rents. And all the while, ordinary people are struggling to buy a home that they can afford. And probably the most shocking revelation is that you're going to miss your targets of 4,000 completions this year by a country mile. 40,000 completions this year by a country mile. Minister, everyone knows that your plan is failing, that your targets are too low. But the fact that you actually built less homes in the first 9 months of this year than you did last year shows a level of sheer incompetence that is off the charts. Sinn Féin have shown you time and time again through our housing plan how we can end the housing crisis, how we can deliver and how we can make home ownership affordable. A radically a different approach that will bring home ownership back into the reach of ordinary working people. But all you're capable is more of the same. You're nowhere near meeting your targets despite all of the spin, and that's been laid bare very clearly by the CSO today. They tell us that so far in the first 9 months of this year, we have had just 21,634 houses completed so far, compared to 22,325 for the same period last year. Minister, you tell us that housing is a priority for government. How and under God did you deliver less houses so far this year than you delivered last year? That is incompetence that is off the charts. And that is, Minister, why we see house prices out of control. 10% increase in the last year. Why we see rents out of control. Why we see the highest level of homelessness ever in this state. Every month we're seeing new records broken by your government. And your plan is in tatters. And it is a time when every person and their dog knows that your targets of 40,000 homes are far too low in the first instance. Your Housing Commission told you that. The opposition has told you that. Experts have told you that. What we needed was a radically different approach. But all this government of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are able to give us is more of the same. And what is happening is the situation is spiralling out of control. And that's why we see so many young people, where home ownership for that group has collapsed, so many of them deciding to emigrate because they can't see a future here under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And in the dying days of this government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael still can't tell us what the new targets are going to be, never mind how they're going to deliver them. So I have a very simple question for you, Minister. Do you accept that there is no chance, despite all of your spin, all of your huffing and puffing, that your target of 40,000 completions this year is simply not deliverable? Or are you going to continue with the delusion that your plan is working, despite all of the evidence to the contrary?
Thank you, Deputy Doherty. Minister, please.
Gormagat Cian Corla Inish on Irina. Ní an téim lát a hiach de Doherty ta sibh sé gwine gacrod. Gac flan occur an real to she so score on pubble. Shivsha Iguina, Unruk T, Toshishin Suller, on Jontus Nadini Togiri, Tia Hain, Echad Erin Kador, Toshivsha Iguina Shin, Toshivsha Iguina, Tia Hector Price Resunta, Kias August Kianacht, Toshishin Suller Freshen. So Neelam Kincha, Ainrod Toshivsha Son, but time fear Kincha. Na rudi atá sibhse i gcoinne. Tá airflán tíochta de cach ag obair. Tá cursaí tíochta ag dul chun cinn in ish, tá sé sin sul air freisin. Duflán, ní obráach duflán, an táim cinnta fúi sin freisin. Just to say, Deputy, I'm going to give you the truth on this as well, because you take facts and you'll twist them and you'll turn them. to suit your own political narrative. And we've seen that happen in spades, actually, over the last 2 weeks. But I'm not going to conflate those issues. The reality of it is the quarter three completion figures just announced this morning at 11 o'clock, are the highest on record. And I know this is going to disappoint you, Deputy, and I'm going to correct some of your figures too. The target this year, actually, under Housing for All, is 33,450. And I've said consistently that we're going to exceed that target. And I'm still confidently predicting, and you will be disappointed, and your colleagues in Sinn Féin also, that we will be in the high 30s to early 40,000 this year. We will see record completions in the last quarter of this year. Interestingly as well, if you, I know your housing spokesperson isn't here this morning to see this, but the highest completion levels in any local authority area, actually, in quarter three were in Clondalkin. And that is even with all of Owen's objections. My ministerial colleagues is here. Well, look, I can give you loads of examples. Your party in this city alone... I didn't interrupt you once. Your party... Your
it's not in order. Wait now, hold on. It's not in order to accuse a colleague of lying. It's not.
And he knows it's not true.
It is not in order, and it will not happen here. We are not going to accuse a colleague of lying. Okay. Withdraw that statement, please.
I'm asking him to withdraw the statement, and I'm defending what he knows is not true.
Do not resume your seat.
All right. You've asked me a question. I'm going to answer it.
Withdraw the statement that a colleague has lied.
I will put on the record that he is deliberately misleading the Dáil because he cannot defend the fact that you delivered less houses this year than last year. Okay, and that's the problem. It's deflection. It's okay for you. You may own your own home.
Pierce,
I'm talking about people who can't own their own home.
Pierce, stop for a second. Just relax and we'll answer. Just relax for a second. It will disappoint you that we will exceed our targets substantially this year, as we have done in every year of Housing for All. We've delivered actually 125,000 new homes. First-time buyers, right, are over 500 a week now, drawing down their mortgages, using the support this government have brought in, like the Help to Buy grant. And what's the Help to Buy grant again? So people who are watching in at the moment, €30,000 of the tax that they paid back in their pocket to help with their deposit. Over 50,000 households have claimed that. And you and your housing spokesperson, your party, will abolish that. Even though many of your colleagues still put parliamentary questions to me and colleagues asking for us to extend it. The First Home Scheme, the Bridge the Gap Scheme, over 11,000 registrations, about €70,000 of support, €100,000 combined. For first-time buyers, you're against them. So let's just, to get back to it, it is a fact, Deputy, it is a fact that your party in this city and county alone, your members have objected to over 6,000 new homes in Dublin City and County in the last 2 years. Fact. I think for anyone, and particularly a member of your party, and you as deputy leader of your party, accusing anyone else in this House of lying after your performance in the last 2 weeks is absolutely, absolutely galling.
So, Minister, the facts speak for themselves. The CSO has cut right through all of your bluster, all of your spin. They have told us not our figures, not what we are presenting. What they have told us in plain facts, in plain English, that this government of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have delivered less housing this year, in the first 9 months of this year, than they did for the same 9 months of last year. That is a simple fact. And you tell us that housing is a priority. You tell us, you've told this House over and over again that the housing targets and output would be close to 40,000 units. That is not achievable. I asked you, are you going to continue to live in the delusional state that you expect to deliver something like 19,000 homes in the next 12 weeks? It's not credible. Everybody knows it's not credible. And even if you delivered on those abysmally low targets, it's not enough. We have told you over and over again that these targets have to be increased, yet you won't provide new targets, and we have shown you in our plan, which brings home ownership to an affordable level, how it can be done. And Minister, that is why house prices increased by 10%. That is why we have record rents. That is why you're allowing vulture funds to run amok. 6,200 houses that they built last year in the city, or bought last year in the city of Dublin. So can I ask you the question again? Do you believe, in the delusion that you have presented up until now, that 40,000 units will be delivered this year, or do you accept that you have delivered less houses so far this year compared to last year?
Thank you, Deputy
Minister. You have to beg Dáma Ort, because Dáinimid Nismona Spreek on Blin Show, Tom Kinta Fuisha. And we will deliver. We will deliver high 30s, early 40,000 this year. And I talk to people who are building. I'm actually out around the 26 counties of the Republic. So all you've got to look is Deutsche Bank's report, confidently predicting over 40,000 units this year. Also, Cairn, one of the home builders, again predicting over 40,000 this year. And you should know this, but you probably don't, is that the highest level of delivery last year and the previous years is in the last quarter. So what this government have done is deliver 125,000 new homes since we came into office. Affordable homes for the first time in a generation. And we built more. New
That's delusion.
Can I? The fact of the matter is, Deputy, is that this government have delivered more new social homes last year than we've done in 50 years, and we'll do more this year. We will achieve our social housing new build targets this year. We will exceed our affordable housing targets this year. We've more first-time buyers buying homes than we've had since 2006 with the supports that we've brought in that you get rid of. You're against home ownership. Your party is against
home ownership. Has collapsed under your government.
Your plan
it's
should
ridiculous.
Be called a home you'll never own, because what are you replacing with?
100,000 people under the age of 40 don't own their home anymore compared to when Gale came into government.
You're going to ask people to buy a property on land that they don't even own. You're going to tell them who they can sell it to, how much they can sell it to, where they're going to live. What planet are you living on, Deputy?
Houses. Please. Unbelievable.